So, as we begin today, settling your body and just give yourself permission to allow this time and this space and place to just settle into that comfortable, solid support beneath you, as though it could just simply hold you. And as you give yourself this opportunity and permission to allow comfort to flow all around and all through, perhaps there's something about the spirit of forgiveness that can also flow right along with that, that might come as an image, it might come as just a presence or a feeling. And whether that forgiveness is for yourself or for others or whatever the forgiveness is for, just the spirit of it can help you comfort even more. So let's take those three big deep breaths slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and comfort even more. These three deep breaths do signal. It is to go within now. It's this experience that opens you and allows you more comfort, more calm, more forgiveness, more love. And so with these deeper breaths, we begin to transition to your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing. And today, let's bring your attention now to right there in the toes and invite and allow this comfort, along with the spirit of forgiveness, to flow all around and all through, from toes to heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. Becoming aware of more comfort. A deeper inner calm begins to occur as the flow of comfort and the spirit of forgiveness together continues moving up through hips and abs, solar plexus, stomach area, the whole in midsection of your being, releasing, letting go, and receiving the comfort, receiving the spirit of forgiveness. And then with some extra special warmth and the feeling of nurturing added in, this comfortable spirit of forgiveness flows right on up through the chest, warming and comforting, nurturing and sending its goodness all around and all through your entire chest area. And it flows right on up into the shoulders, releasing as though comfort, nurturing warmth, and the spirit of forgiveness simply allow those shoulders more flexibility, that letting go feeling as you drift deeper now. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And as you open up to allow more comfort, more spirit of forgiveness, perhaps somewhere, somehow, along with this comforting, the knowledge of spirit of forgiveness comes to you in a special way, as you might be reaching for it and come to know it better. And how does it flow? How does it show your deeper inner mind in the way it progresses all around and all through, down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release as you comfort even more. Turning your attention to the back area, more calm comfort flows across the upper back. That cloak of the spirit of forgiveness settles right there like a mantle upon your shoulders, being able to whip around and wrap you up in it. Let the strength of the spirit of forgiveness fill you, comfort you, and perhaps it's for you to spread it all around as well. You'll know, but the comfort continues with a deep, nurturing warmth down your spine, releasing through the middle back and deeper and lower into lower back, releasing now. The whole entire back area, soothing and smoothing, smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, we send this comfortable, nurturing warmth, this calm spirit of forgiveness, all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then as you place your attention at the base of your neck and let all this comfort continue, stacking up over the back of your head, rolling around your crown, spreading its goodness and its nurturing warmth, its calm comfort, its spirit of forgiveness, as it graces your forehead, your eyes, your eyelids, your nose, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And now with one big, nice, cleansing breath in, one more nice big one as you take it in and you exhale, you become twice as comfortable as you already are. And the door of imagination is opened, where with all this calm comfort and spirit of forgiveness flowing, you might easily and effortlessly imagine sitting beside a private, secluded pond. Nothing will disturb you. Any or all of your senses are heightening. And if you are more visual, you might like to get a sense of looking around the pond or taking in your surroundings in any way you can through your sensory experience. Sitting beside a private, secluded pond, what season is it? What colors do you notice? What fragrances? Simply take in the scenery. Now draw your attention specifically to the pond. And as you get a sense of truly looking into the pond, at it, or just sense that the vibrational energy of the pond is really attuned to you and you're attuned to it, you begin to realize this is not an ordinary pond of water. It is a pond filled with love. What do you imagine that would do for you? to feel love's energy radiating out from the pond. Imagine. Get a sense of that. A pond filled with love, radiating out its energy, and you're right there beside it. Feeling drawn to move closer to the pond. Get a sense of coming closer. The pond that is radiating love. Imagine that you could look into the depths of the pond and notice that it is full of love. And what does that look like? A pond filled with love. What's that experience? Noticing a pond of love. What does that mean to you? Perhaps seeing a beautiful mist kind of hovering above the pond, a mist of a certain color. And maybe that mist is also made of love. What's the color of love? What's the color of the mist of the pond? Notice it all. And as you do, as you begin to embrace it all, you begin to breathe it in. Breathe in the love from the pond. It's fulfilling and satisfying. And some say healing. Each time you breathe in, feel the essence of love. And imagine, what does that feel like? What does the essence of love feel like when you breathe it in, surrounding you and enfolding you, calming you and satisfying you? And has it any connection to that spirit of forgiveness that you've already drawn through your whole being? Do they go hand in hand? Or does one affect the other? Or does the other one affect it? Many times forgiveness and love do go together. It all is within your realm, what feels just right for you. And so continuing breathing in, feeling the love filtering in and entering your whole being as though you could smell it, as though you could feel it. Bring the love into your whole being. Now, you notice a boat, a little boat beside the pond, floating on the pond of love. Sweet and pure love. Get a sense of yourself approaching the boat. Get a sense of, of getting on board the little boat. What would it be like floating on the pond of sweet and pure love, just rocking gently back and forth, back and forth, being fully supported by love. That's something to imagine about, isn't it? And as you're in the little boat, feeling completely secure and comfortable, you might get a sense of yourself reaching out towards the pond from the boat. The pond full of love. If you could reach out into the pond full of love and splash some of that love upon you, feel it soak into you, feel the love soak right into your very being, filling you even more directly with love as you splash it all over yourself. And just simply allow it to enter the quiet center of your being, deep within you. That quiet center within. Allow the love to flow right into your own special center. And then your innermost center radiates with love. You might even get a sense of feeling the love in your center growing and expanding and growing throughout your entire being, radiating out from your center, circulating through and through, all around and all through. And there may even be an area of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, that could benefit from being bathed in love. Feel the love go to that area, bathing you, washing over you, becoming a part of you. Feel the love flowing all around, expanding all around. Let the love go to the area where you need and want it most, as though it washes over you, as though it connects and joins with that spirit of forgiveness and does the something more than you can even imagine that these two could do. The spirit of forgiveness and the love. Together, one dynamic combination, flowing all around and all through. Feel it as you come to know about it. And as you wish, you might even like to imagine sending this loving feeling, this spirit of forgiveness dynamic combination to other people. You might like to radiate it out to others. You've radiated it through and all around yourself. You might like to radiate it out to other people, to other places, to other relationships. Let the spirit of forgiveness and that loving feeling radiate out of you and go to where you would want it to go most and do its good work for which it's meant to do. And then bring your attention back to sitting beside the pond. And bring all of what you've radiated out, you've let it go out, and then bring that sense of the love and spirit forgiveness right down to its kind of normal, natural capacity within you, where you can still reap the benefits as it quietly allows you now, having released from the little boat and coming back to being beside the pond, perhaps stretching out and just allowing your whole being to become even more comfortable as you would stretch out beside this pond of love, where you feel supported by the earth underneath you. And just scanning now down from the top of your head all the way down to your feet, and bringing more comfort and calm all around and all through. And just letting any residual tension or tightness, just let it soften. For the spirit of forgiveness and love are still here within you, along with the nurturing warmth and the comfort. And you know what? It might be just the perfect time to begin stimulating that positive, smiling energy. You know the kind of big smile that sometimes you've received from someone not known or from someone known, and when that smile came, you just felt better. You might have even allowed yourself a smile for now being filled with the spirit of forgiveness and love all around, getting in touch with some positive smiling energy, not just with a make nice smile, but a smile that somehow is connected to feeling good. There might have been a time where you really felt good. Someone said something to you, or maybe you met someone, and or maybe just an experience you had, and you really got connected to that something in a loving, enjoyable way, in the corners of your mouth. You just let them turn up. And as you do, even now, by the thought of that time, it becomes like a right now experience, because as your mouth turns up and you continue generating this energy as if you were touching a match to dry kindling, you could just feel it spreading happy, warm light as the smile softens the muscles around your mouth, warming your whole face. Imagine it could be so. And the smile begins to kind of flow back into your mouth, releasing any more of what might need to be released through your jaw muscle, flowing over your tongue, at the tip of your tongue, your whole mouth filling up not only with love and the spirit of forgiveness, but now with the warmth and the light of your smile. What if you could stimulate that smile energy with just the right association, an image or a time or a person, and then this smile energy moves up into your left eye and then into your right eye, smiling up into your left ear and smiling up into your right ear. The warm, light-filled smile. And now beginning to let it travel right down through your throat. And you could even swallow that smile and let it do its goodness as it smiles all the way down the light into your physical heart. Send its warmth, its light-filled loving thanks for circulating life throughout your body. Smile the light of your smile into both lungs and just take your time. Resist moving on until you feel that smiling energy in each lung in your chest, smiling right into it, right into the left lung, right into the right lung. And let this smiling energy, this light, flow down into every organ, muscle, tissue, fiber in your body, every bone, all the way through, all the way down, all the way through all systems of your body. And just let it do its goodness. For the spirit of forgiveness and the love are all around, and now the smiling energy flowing all around and all through your whole being. It's almost like every cell dances with the energy of your inner smile. And you're sort of letting this radiating smile do its wondrousness all around into your whole being, filling your head, your body, your friend, your brain with this smiling energy, illuminating into any place that needs more of a kind of healing light, dispersing what we no longer need or want, disintegrating it, letting it go. And then here comes the forgiveness, the spirit of forgiveness and insight grow and thrive, and all of that love and all of the smiling energy. And it just continues to grow and expand. The smiling light grows beyond the boundaries of your skin. Let it wave a cocoon of pure iridescent white light all around you. What if that could be? Imagining a pure iridescent white light all around you. A cocoon of love, forgiveness, and smiling energy all together. All around. All through. And just stretched out in your imagination, lying there by the side of the pond of love. For just a few minutes, surrounded by that cocoon of light, only good can be here. Only light, love, forgiveness, smiling energy. And silently affirm to yourself that you can actually release your day to the light. You can actually release your past, any negative thinking, the future, whatever you want to release, you can release it into the light. And you can claim this light that's like a cocoon all around you, that helps you to know and allow yourself to be a light being. And you can radiate this light throughout your whole body. You radiate light to everything. You can even radiate light to the planet Earth. And you can know deep in your heart, you have such strong an appreciation and thanks for everything and everyone and for yourself. And you can repeat it again with real meaning, thanking whatever source energy you would like to thank. Thank it for everything, for everyone, and for yourself. And with this, you could just simply allow yourself the goodness of this experience. And know that we can all send love and blessings to each and every one. And may the light of lights illuminate your every step, today and every day. And may there be the surrounding of love and light for each and every one as you just let all these ideas settle in to the deeper mind to do their goodness for you. No matter what. And this would be now. What we call your positive focusing. Let this fortification, this enrichment, do you the good that it's meant to do. Let your mind, body, brain, your whole being, receive it in the goodness for which it's meant. And as the images may fade for now, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce this goodness at zero. And we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance, the good, the positive, the true, and the beautiful of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now. Deep cleansing breath in at 1, 2, realizing where you are, the room you're in. 3, that wonderful sense of well-being, feeling so very comfortable and at peace. 4, more alert and awake. And now 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake and alert.